Service number 13.
Zog the Gemara. My shogdu. Zwei chalokim in the sugya. First the pshat of the sugya. Not of the grace of Tosfos with Rambam, with Rabbeinu Yoni, all of the halachas of Yorek and Eliyahu that come out from our sugya. But let me learn good the pshat of Gemara. It's a sach leichter später to build on it the yesodos of the sugya. Zog the Gemara. My shogdu. What is the takono of shogdu? Rashi like tzachtzu, that the Gemara means my shogdu. You ask the kasha and the amiroim from takona shogdu. We never learned that it's a braisa yet. We want to see the braisa of shogdu. The Tanya, mipnei ma'omru psula nises la yoyim orevi, our Mishnah, shimoy lo itanas psulim o yomashkim lebeizdim. Frek de braisa vetinose be'echot b'shabes. Vimoy lo itanas psulim o yomashkim lebeizdim is a beizdim Monday also. Enter the Gemara Shogdu Chachomim the Braisa al Takonas Bnei Yisrael Shiodom Terech Besaudo Shloish Yomim Echot B'Shabes V'Sheini B'Shabes V'Shlishi B'Shabes U'Barevi Konzo. So Chazal would Shoked al Takonas Bnei Yisrael Shloish Yomim. The Gemara speaks out, what is the 3 days? If someone doesn't know, Echot B'Shabes, if someone Nazach Sheini B'Shabes Shlishi B'Shabes Psariches U'Barevi Konzo. But if it's dangerous, we'll see later why, to get married Wednesday. So the Olam didn't keep the Takonas Chazal, because it was dangerous, and they got married Yom Shlishi. So now Sakone Ve'elech, while it was dangerous, so Klal Yisrael were not noyeg to keep the Takonas Chazal, and they get married Yom Shlishi. Ve'lemichu be'yodom chachomim. And Chazal were not noyeg, Chazal left it, that people were getting married Yom Shlishi instead of Wednesday. Ubasheini lo yiknos. Rashi learns pshat. What is these words? Ubasheini lo yiknos. Even that einechanami, you can't get married Wednesday because it's dangerous. And Chazal let you not to keep the takone. Even so, that Chazal let you not to keep the takone. But even so, that they let you not to keep the takone. But Chazal said you're not keeping the takone. Beseder. Aber only Yom Shlishi. Don't get married Yom Ravi, Yom Sheini. You're not keeping the takone. Seida. You're not keeping the takone. Seida. Aber Yom Shlishi you could get married. Be Yom Sheini, you're not allowed to get married. So even if you're not keeping the takone, you're not allowed to get married. Even if you're not keeping the takone, you're not allowed to get married Yom Sheini. You're only allowed to get married Yom Shlishi. Why not? I'm anyway not keeping the takone. So what is the difference when I'm getting married? Yom Shlishi or Yom Sheini? Zogt Rashi. Ubasheini lo yiknos. Bishvil oyse takone, sakone, ein tzorich laker bishvil o takonas chachomim, elo yom echot. V'yetirech mi ha-shnei yomim b'tzorich yisudo. Zogt Rashi, that the pshat ubasheini lo yiknos, I would think I'm anyway not keeping the takone. So what is the difference when I'm getting married? We tell you, nay, nay. Chod get married Yom Shlishi, you will keep the takone of shok, do 2 days. Let's see the Gemara. We mentioned yesterday that if the takone psulonisus leyoyim arevi, the gena fun shogdu was that they shtel the day. They said Wednesday is the day. This is what they shtel. Wednesday is the day. Vizel. This was the takone. Wednesday is the day. Vizel. If you can keep the Wednesday, you can get married when you want. You're anyway not getting married Wednesday. So what's enough kimina when you're getting married? You're anyway not keeping the takone. Get married Monday. I can't keep the takone anyway. So nafkimina when I'm getting married, I'm anyway not keeping the takone. So it doesn't make sense. Tell you, okay, you can't do Wednesday. Chosh do Yom Shlishi. Why to do Yom Shlishi? I'm anyway off. I'm not. Person can't keep Shabbos. It's okay. So at least keep Friday. There's no union. If I can't keep Shabbos, I can't keep Shabbos. Chazal have a takone the rabbonon. You have to get married Yom Revi. If you don't get married Yom Revi, you're not yoseh the takone as Chazal. I say I can't do Yom Revi. Chosh I'll do Yom Shlishi. It's no union. We said, but if we learn Pshat and Rashi and the Rambam, that Milvad Takonas Yoim Revi was a Takona that is called Shloish Yomim Fun Shogdu, you're right that you can't keep the Takona every Wednesday. But it's a Takona to be Tereh Shloish Yomim. Chodsh, do 2 days. No, no, no. You don't make Sibas HaTakana. Sibas HaTakana of Shabbos also. To make it by Ra'ilam. I'll do it on Friday. I'm just kidding. Sibas HaTakana is not. The Takana is the Takana. We don't keep Sibas HaTakanas. We don't keep Sibas HaTakanas. Lefirashi is a Takana to be Tereach Shloish HaYomim. So 2 days also is a Takana. I'm not saying Siba. They have the Takana. Nothing is Siba. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. 3 days to work. 2 days to work is a little bit Takana. So 2 days, you have to work 1 day. You have to keep, I explained it. First has to learn 12 hours. He doesn't learn 12 hours, he learns 10 hours. It's not 12 hours of Ganesh. You have to Tereach 3 days, not to be Bafsi the Suuda. 2 days of Tereach is also a Tereach. It's also a Takana's Chazal. This is Rashi's Mechadosh. I mean, okay, Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah is, we'll see later, Tesis has a different pshat. But Rashi's pshat is, Ubasheni lo yiknis means, even if you're pushing it off on Wednesday, don't move to Monday. Tesis learns a different pshat, it's a new pshat, it's a new piece of the Braisa. But Rashi learns it's one piece. Revi is dangerous, you get married on Shlishi, but don't get married Monday. Why? So Rashi says, because Chotcha will have 2 days of Shogdu. Look at Yeshua, I have a better pshat. You know why not to get married Monday? If you get married Yom Shlishi, you're right, you're off 1 day. So the Ikura Daite, you'll find Tainas Psulim. Okay, 1 day, maybe you'll make it to Beis Din. You'll be a little bit angry. If you get married Monday, till Yom Revi, you'll be already not angry at all. So it's Kedai. If you get married Monday, till you get married Yom Shlishi, Chotcha will have 2 days. If you get married Yom Revi, Yom Sheini, you'll be 2 days to get cold. To a Kula Daite, you really will not go to Beis Din. Yom Shlishi is the chance, you will make it. And to the truth, the Rashba says it, interesting. He was mechaven to a Rashba. The Rashba taki says, Pshat, as they be Rashi, and he says, why to get married, not to get married Monday? He says, Chotch, you will have a little bit of Kula Daite if you get married Yom Shlishi. Only 1 day, maybe you will make it yet. If you get married Monday, you will cool down completely, and you will not go to Beis Din. Why Rashi didn't say it? The Teretz is very poshut, heine nadvorim shedibarnu. If I can keep the takona, I can keep. Sibas HaTakona, no one does. I'm trying to look for Sibas HaTakona. I can keep the takona, faulty. If I can keep it, I can keep it. So, I can keep the takona. So, maybe I get married when I want. If I can get married Yom Revi, I do what I want. Finish. I'm not used to the takona, I can do what I want. A minute, we'll get to that in a second. Masha'enken, if it's Shogdu, Zogt Rashi, oh, we have leftovers of the Takone. Don't get married Monday, get married Yom Shlishi. Chot, you will have 2 days. You'll have 2 days of Shogdu, 3 days of Shogdu. So, it's a Gishmak, Pshatim Rashi. This is the Emes Lamitot Pshatim Rashi, in Kenesh Lan Andosh. Kuman de Lomdim, I didn't find it yet in the Achroinim, but the Lomdim. Finding the Lomdim, a bomb with the Kekashi. I will say one that saw it, maybe so. I can't sleep with this kasha. I think it's mamish. The Bis Yosef is meramis this kasha. You can't learn the Gemara Vayter. Why to get married Yom Shlishi? Get married Yom Chamishi. Get married Yom Chamishi. Anyway, you lost the Konas Psulim, right? What? So what is Almona? So what? People will think she's Almona for Shlishi. Why she can't get married Yom Chamishi? I'll explain to you why. She gets married Yom Chamishi, Takanas Psulim she lost anyways. Because she's not getting married Wednesday. She will have 3 days of Shogdu. Rashi doesn't hold from closest to Beis Din. This reason, the order of the question is, after we brought up Pnei Yeshua, that Rashi doesn't hold, there is an Inyan. If I will hold like the Pnei Yeshua, I will explain, Shai. If I will hold like the Pnei Yeshua, there is an Inyan to be close to Beis Din. So for sure, Yom Chamishi is the worst day. Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. It's the worst that they could go away from Beis Din. But we said Rashi doesn't care to be close or far from Beis Din. This is the reason Rashi didn't say not to get married Monday, because it's 2 wasted days from Beis Din. Rashi said, Chaparayim Shogdu. And by, they so you'll start Monday. Monday, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi.
When he said Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
But the vote is to be Shogdu 3 days.
Why didn't
Rashi
say Friday?
One sec. I'll get married Yom Chamishi, have 3 days of Shogdu, I'll be Yoytze Takona Shogdu. Abu Yaitz, the Takana Shogdu.
He was not the car 3 days.
Very good. So this is the kasha of the London. I'm starting the kasha. I want to matzia pshat.
Never push the wedding.
He said, why not? Don't push it. Do the Yom Chamishi before. Not to push it on it. Do the Yom Chamishi before. גוט, אומר, הקשה זה שטר כקשה. כן יש מחנבה כזה הקשה. זה בסייסף איזה מרם בזה בתוך הדבורים. זה הקושי העצומו. זה הקושי העצומו. Again, it's only kushi atzuma after we shtel what we shtel. If you look like the Pnei Yeshua, it's not a kushi atzuma. Because Rashi also wants to be close to the Beis Din. So Yom Chamishi is the worstest day. He has a Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, till Beis Din. It's 4 days. So B'meil Rashi is not matziah to be Yom B'chai Gavne. But if we learn that only Rashi's purpose is to be Yotze Shokdu, try to take care of Shokdu. Get married Yom Chamishi, you're taking care of Shokdu in the best way. So I want to matziah atzor. This is what you're Meram. As a atzor. Lefi Rashi, kol zman that was a takonas based in lehinasa b'yom ha-revi, he said it's a kvi zman. Right? He said even if the zman is bottled, it's the Indian to be shocked to 3 days. But when Chazal kol zman bat edinim yoishvim b'chol yoim, and it was a kvi zman, Chazal were kvi zman. Chazal were kvi zman. It's a kvi zman. What is the kvi zman? Yom ha-revi. The gather of shokdu, kol zman is a kvi zman. The zman is there is no kvi zman at all. So if there's no kvi zman, it's just 3 days. You're allowed to prepare before Shabbos, even we said. But with zman and mishnah, you can't prepare before Shabbos, right? Because it's a kvi zman. What is the gather of the kvi zman? That ye adam tereach, echot b'shabbos, v'sheni b'shabbos, v'shlishi b'shabbos. The gather was not stam she tereach shloisha yomim. This is for sure. It's also an Indian to be tereach shloisha yomim. But takonas ha-mishne, that triach doesn't help, was a gather of the takone. Loshen ha-braise is arichas. She'ir odom tereach besuda shloisha yomim, echot b'shabes, v'sheini b'shabes, v'shlishi b'shabes. So how they shtel the takone? They shtel the takone that Sunday, rishon, sheini, shlishi, is a chefze of days, elike days that you have to do shokdu. These are the days of takona shokdu. Not stam 3 days. Avada is an Indian for 3 days, but they made a date, Yom Revi. When they made a date, Yom Revi, it's not only they made a date for the wedding. They made a date for the 3 days of Shokdu.
Here is no date.
What?
Here is no date.
No, the date of Yom Revi is not there, but the days of Shokdu are there. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. When Beit HaDinim Yoshim B'chol Yoyedim mevatel the date completely, so the Takonev date was bottled, so you only left with the Indian of Shokdu, Zok Rashi, you could matriach before Shabbos. The Bis Yosef says that he has a raya, this is what I mean, the Bis Yosef is Merabes, that triach doesn't help. If they're anyway not doing the date, Lefi the Rambam get married Sunday and make triach before. Avadi bizman ha-mishnah, triach doesn't help. So in this shlav, triach doesn't help, zog the Bis Yosef. If triach helps, why they had to cancel the chasanas? Make a chasanas Sunday and make triach. So if we say that the gather of the shokdu is zog chidushi, it's arichas in the braise, echot b'shabes, v'sheni b'shabes, v'shlishi, so kum tis azay, if you get married yom shlishi, you have 2 elika days. If you get married yom chamishi, you will also only have 2. Sheni b'shlishi. Revi is not a real day. Right, right. There's the raya to that. What? Not masking me now? So I have to tell us in the kasha? Yeah, it could be Sunday was there. I have to know if you prepare. No. Can't prepare 4 days before the food will get spoiled. So, Adam, if someone has the andere teretz, it's not like a motzi, nishke na kleine ha-ore, it's a kushi atzumo. It's not a stomach rashi. Chazal led people to be rash again. If we mind me the sugya, if we mind me the sugya, that rashi holds, that even if it's a sakone, you're trying to mekayim the tzveite takone, those are the ore and rashi, so the shayla is what yom chamishi. And what you're saying, right, what we're saying is, Rashi says that he'll be toreach 2 days. Why Rashi didn't say to start to prepare before Shabbos? So the Bis Yosef, our sugi holds that is a kviyas man and triach doesn't help. So even if you're not mekayim the kviyas man, you're not mekayim the yom revi, but the rishon sheni shlishi are kviyas man. And the shlav of the gemara is no inyan to prepare before Shabbos. The male yom chamishi also to prepare 4 days. Nothing is done in nishkan time. Lamezan the gemara vayter. What? Say there was the time of time now. Rishon v'sheni. I not have 3 days. The food gets spoiled from Sunday. No, Dalit is not a elik a day. Chazal say on Terech Besuda Rishon Sheni Shlishi. No, we said again the whole idea to keep anywhere will only have 2 days. Not in the Cheshvan. It's not even to have three in this Shlav of the Gemara. And this Shlav of the Gemara is not even to have 3 days. This is Rishon Sheni Shlishi. Lamas and the Gemara weiter. Lamas and Spetz. We could carry it to 1:30. I don't mind. But Lamas again weiter. Sag the Gemara weiter. Umisakona ve'elech noag o'om liknes bashlishi ולא מיחו ביודם חכמי ובשני לא יקרס ואם מחמס האוינס מותר but if it's האוינס you'll have to get married even בשני ומפרישים את החוסם מן הקלו ללישה בסתחילו בפני שאויס החבורו this is another shtickle that בעצם the price that just brings down all of the הלוכס that are נגיע to the חסנה זוג דגמור מי סקונה What is b'pnei ha-sakone that you're not allowed to get married b'yoyim revi? Ilei mede'amri psulo anises li'yoyim revi tehoreg. The first shlav of the Gemara understand that the Agmoin, he didn't do it for his own anoy. He didn't plan to boil the psulois. They just wanted to la'akir takonas Yisrael, and they wanted to spur chazal, they knew, you have to understand, mitam chazal, all of the chasnes in Klal Yisrael were Wednesday. As they give it all the chasnes. So everyone knew, but Ali, you didn't get married Wednesday. So the going, the first takana is, they were switched today. They didn't know even the reason of the takana. They were switched, they were attacking, as they were shas hashmad, they were attacking la'avir ha-takonas chazal. So it's like the Gemara, if this was the takana, this is dangerous. Noagu, legamri na'akre. These are the kash of the Gemara. Three words. And this is hasachter in these three words. Noagu, legamri na'akre. What's the kash? So Rashi is marich. Noagu, Bitmiye, sakonas nefoshasi. The alt amres noagu lignis miyem ashlishi. Aval me'akir revi legamre lo yokru. Me'akir revi itakun te yom v'achayim. When you read the Rashi yourself, you could take pshat in Rashi. Noagu. Basically, you have to tell them, so sakonas nefoshas, it's dangerous. Let's take the kashi. Rashi starts to say it, but switches in the middle. Sakonas nefoshasi. Ve'at amres noagu lignis miyem ashlishi. Finish. So what is the word na'akre? Tell them not to do it. Rashi is a ganze shtickle. Na'akre, yitaknu lem yomim achayim. Two kashas on shaykhas. One kash, it's dangerous. Tell them, no'agu, it's not a minig, it's a isur to get married then. And chutz of that, so let chazal to switch a different day. So why these two kashas have to come together? So it's a set, what about the shaykhas? It's one kash and no'agu. Why to do it? It's so dangerous. V'oi, let chazal to switch the day. So, abis la'orado. So to be masked with this Rashi, we'll start with the kasha from the Shita. Frek the Shita, the halacha is, b'kol ha-mitzvah shebatoi roi, if a goy comes over to you and tells you, don't keep Shabbos. He doesn't want you to keep Shabbos. So the halacha is like this. If he comes to you, he does it because he wants you not to be a yid. Not la'anoas atzvoi. So the halacha is, if he comes to you b'tzineh, you're allowed to listen. Only gimel averes is yorik v'al yavre. Shal averes, you're allowed to listen. But if it's Befaresia, it's Chil Hashem, you have to, Yorik Val Yavon. B'Shas HaShmat, when it's a Gzei Afgans Klal Yisrael, not to keep Teiru Mitzvahs, even an Arak to the Mesane, even if Lama Zog and Klal Yisrael have a Minik to go with shoelaces black, Zecher Lachurban, and they will tell them, go with red, you have to be Moisra Nefesh and not to switch. B'Shas HaShmat, Afilu Arak to the Mesane, Yorik Val Yavon, Afilu Betzina. So b'shas that was a shmat, every yid was b'chuyot to be meisa nefesh afilu b'tzine. Frank the shit in Mekubetze is dachta chebring us from the rivosh, shin lamed dalet, shin lamed beis. Frank the rivosh, if the goyim wanted to be mavir al adas, so you horik v'al yavir. Shas ha-sakone, not noagul le'akre, fakert go. Yim zehu nafshom. You b'chuyot to be meisa nefesh. So what? So what? Mechuyotim b'maisan nefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of Klal Yisrael. Mechuyotim b'maisan nefesh. As I frag the shita mekubetzos. So what the Gemara says, Nagu, it's not a chiyuv. You have to be Meisel Nefesh. Tells you not to get married Yom Revi. We definitely will get married Yom Revi. No, he doesn't let me to get married Yom Revi. I'm not listening to him. He wants me to get married Monday. I will definitely get married Wednesday. Because he wants to be Lavir al Adas. I don't understand. I want to get married. I was planning to get married Wednesday. He told me to get married Monday. I'm not allowed to listen to him. I'm not allowed to. I don't have to get married. I don't have to wear shoes. But if I go with shoes, I have to go with black shoelaces. Yeah, I feel like I'm not. Even shoelaces. That's the halacha. Zog the shita mekubetes achidush, and it's achidush otzum. Says like this: Ein echanami, every yochid in Klal Yisrael is mechuyot to be moiser nefesh and not to change. But chachomim are allowed to switch the halacha. Chachomim are allowed to switch the takone. B'meli, it's not takone. Chazal could take away the mitzvah. They will say there is no mitzvah to get married Wednesday, so there's no inyan to follow. If they, when he tells me laver al adas, I'm mechuyav not to listen to him. But Chazal could take away the das. They will stop the mitzvah. Zogt Rav Zeh, if they will come over to the Chazal, and they will tell Chazal, you have to switch the day. Yehori v'aliyavu, they're not allowed to switch the day. But here, he didn't come over to the Chazal. He didn't come over to the Chachomim and tell Chachomim, I'm asking you to switch the day. He told you, you don't listen to the Chachomim. Chachomim have a posh ta'etzah. We don't need you to do it. If they tell the Chazal, switch the takona, this is a pshita though. Chazal are not allowed to switch the takona. But they're not telling the Chazal to switch the takona. What they will do is, they told the people to be over on the takona. They told people to be over on the takona. So Chazal will take away the takona. So maybe it's not called, you're over on the takona. As they learn the shita, I mean, zog the shita lefi them, Rashi is mitzuchtzach. Rashi is bedavke. Nagu, stoch pikuach nefesh. So what is the kasha? Not do it. So pikuach nefesh, b'meila oiker detakone, save klal Yisrael. So faker, it's a double kash. No agu faker. It's also to do it. Just faker go. Change the takone, and b'meila, they will not have to listen. Udose de arichis in Rashi. Ve'ikvu lehem yomei machayim. Faker go, switch the takone as chazal. Dose de oimek of the kash in the gemore. Dose de gantza oimek of the kash in the gemore. Zay lor nashitim mekubetzos. Yeah. Now, from this way again, we come to a second kasha. If this is the pshat in the Gemara, on them is the shtok and breyer to learn the Gemara, though. It's very shvel to learn the Gemara on them. And I feel them, it's very gishmak. When I act it, that's good for the kashas. Switch it. It's one kasha, it's one big kasha. No, I go. It's otzu. Rashi had to maybe marry Chabislam. But I say, learn the shit and we go back to the Shem Derivosh. From this miyad, we come to a second kasha. Ein based in Yochel Levatel, divrei based in Chaveiroi. Till now we learn the Kasha Estam, no agu. Based in have to tell him, you have to not kill yourself, it's dangerous. But now that we learn that the Iker Kasha is not that based in will tell them, don't listen to the guy, and don't get married Wednesday. Fakel, they have to get married Wednesday. Because the Kasha is, let Chazal to switch the Takone. V'yetaknu yomim acherim. Frags the Kasha, ein based in Yochel Levatel, the shit in Mekubetis bring this Kasha. Fak de shitos noch ein bezen yochel vat od dibre khaver ein bezen yochel vat dibre khaver oi ele kim god la menu be minen be khokhme no one is god no from takon as am mishte how big a switch it sag de shite sto tirutz le fil most some shit is hold that if you know the mosh khazal make it a kone for a purpose and the purpose changes you're allowed to change the takone. The purpose doesn't exist anymore, or if you know if they would be here, they would see this matzah, they would change their mind. You can't mevatel stam, they hold like this, I hold different. But if you would say, they would see the matzah of the doyer, they would not say that. So you could change it. So to feed them, if Chazal would see the matzah, they would change it. More from that, someone said, when I'm asking, I said, Yeshua has meramis to them, that you know why they would change it? There's no point that people will get married Wednesday, because if the Agman will come and every time take her, in the morning you will never have Takonas Pesulim anymore. He will say Pesach Pesach, he will say the Agman. So there's no purpose to get married Yom Revi anymore. So the purpose of the Takonah was Taka Botel. Why to get married Yom Revi? That in the morning, if he finds that it's not a Pesulah, he will come to Beis Din. He will come to Beis Din, she will tell him, yeah, I was a Pesulah. You know, yesterday night I was by the Agman, so I'm not a Pesulah. What do you want from me? No one will be a Pesulah. Once again, so we have a reason to move out of the takone. I'm saying again, the Chazal had a reason to mevatel because they saw that Tzerich HaShol is the inyan to mevatel. But the Tosefos, there is no point for the Takana Bichlal. There's no point for the Takana because even if you'll find that she's a Be'ula, but this is not Emes. I'm saying the Yeshua has Meramez. You have to know the Metzias was, Gans Klal Yisrael got married Wednesday, yeah? How much people do you think the Agmon could have? 10, 20? 500 people getting married that night. Gans Klal Yisrael get married Wednesday. No one wanted to get married, you didn't know if the Agmon will have you or not. But the Takona helped for most of Klal Yisrael. It's not sure that the Takona would not help. 10 people, how much the Agmon could have? 10, 5? What? In the first takana is not nogea. It's gerech. But mikol mekoyim, so the kasha is, zog the goyen, ein echanami. If chazal have a koyach to be mevatel the takana, chazal have a koyach to mevatel the takana, so it's not a kasha. But lemaisa the Rambam paskins, ein beizim yochel levatel, divri chaveiroi, afilu im botel atav. Even if the reasons are not there, you're not allowed to be mevatel the takone. So the kasha is again, if we learn in pshat in the gemara, that avada as yehorik ve'aliyaver, klai yisrael ve'mechuyiv to be meisar nefesh, and you're not allowed to get married on a different day. You have to, because it's la'avir al adas. But the kasha is like the shita is medayik in Rashi, that let chazal to switch the day. Aber ein beizim yochel levatel divri chaveiroi. So there's two tirutz in here. The goyen is merames, and mishachoch me brings down b'shem the goyen, that the reason you can't switch the takone is, because we don't know what the real reasons are. Chazal tell us one reason, and this there is 100 different reasons. So, batel atam, but where's like batel atakona? But if the reason you're switching is because it's a pikuach nefesh, so for sure the basing before we mask it for pikuach nefesh, not to be metake. But the Chasim Sefer says much better. So the Chasim Sefer, like we said in the first shiurim, Chazal will not be mevatel the takona. They will make botedinim to sit in different days. And we said that the takana was to get married the day before the Beis Din. This is what Rashi means. Again, we see that the Dosh Teit Nigmor in Amud Aleph, when Botedinim Yoishim, the takana is Botel. It's a kash in Amud Aleph. But Shaitan Nigmor that Botedinim Yoishim Bechol Yoim, the takana switches. We explain in the Chasim Sofer, Ki kach nemru ha-takana. Get married the day before the Beis Din. So the mail does it pshat in the Gemara, does it arichas in Rashi. We attack no yomim achayrim in Rashi, not yomim achayrim to get married. We attack no yomim achayrim, that based on the Yoshim in Bechol Yoyim. Okay, does it the Gemara. Let me get back to the Gemara. So we come again, the Gemara asks the Kashi, my sakone. If it's a gzeres ha-shmad, that the Melech wants tam to be labir al adas, no agu le'akre, he said, oh, there's a chiyu to be my son nefesh. Does it the Gemara's Kashi? Omar Rabbe, the Amri no. Not that the Melech wanted to be Mavir al Adas. Psula Nises v'yoyim arivi tiboy ele hagmoy. The guy is Mechavir lano osoy. And he was metaken she Psula Nises v'yoyim arivi tiboy ele hagmoy. And Taisis says Klo that it's not because he has something against Wednesday. He just wants to chap every Psula. So he said yoyim arivi. Lu yitzu, people get married a different day. It's not because people are keeping the takone. Lu yitzu, he would see someone doing it b'yoyim shlishi. He would also, he be'etzim said, Psulo anises tiboy lehagmoy. Not dafka b'yoyim revi. He wants to chap every psulo. But b'meile, he comes every yoyim revi because he knows that everyone is around yoyim revi. As is of tesis. So b'meile, psulo anises b'yoyim revi tiboy lehagmoy tchilo. So b'meile, no one wanted to get married that day, so they get married yoyim shlishi, and Chazal led them. Chazal didn't force them to get married yoyim revi. Zog di gemara, everything is okay. You don't have to force them. They're allowed to switch. It's a good reason to switch. But don't say mipnei sakon. Don't say mipnei sakon. Hai sakone oynesu. It's not mipnei sakone. It's not because it's dangerous. It's because the oynes. They don't want to be nenas. Tachas agoy. So the gemara, why it's called sakone? Shum de iket snu is the master nafshayu lektole. The asin de sakole. They don't want to. The melech kills them. Frag the gemara, velidrish lu de oynes shori. Ike prutzes. The economic realness. That's the Gemara. So long as then Pamelach the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to learn that what is the reason that people didn't stop to get married with Pnei HaSakona B'Yem Revi, because it was a gzeir epsulonisus L'Yem HaRevi Tiboy Le Hagmoy. B'meila, the Noshim didn't want to get married Yom Revi, so they get married Yom Shlishi. And the Gemara doesn't have a problem be'etzem in the fact that people didn't want to get married Yom Revi, they got married Yom Shlishi. Say, more from that. I want to be mavkish. The Gemara doesn't ask Akasha and that alone. So why to let them to get married Yom Shlishi? Literally, the Oyna Shori, it's not so gishmak. Chazal, for that matter, that the guy comes, Chazal didn't mind that everyone was switched to Yom Shlishi. Want to be madgish with Pshat HaGemore. The Gemara didn't ask right away, V'lidreshnu the Oyna Shori. Oyna Shori, it was nish gishmak. We understand that people don't want to keep the Takonas Chazal when it's dangerous that the guy will be ma'anis. But the Gemara says, why is it dangerous? It's not gishmak. Say, because it's not gishmak. You don't want to get married Yom Revi. You don't want to go to ma'anis. So the Gemara, because it was dangerous. Not only because it's not gishmak. Maybe for not gishmak, people would get married Yom Revi. Why Chazal? Why people switched to Yom Shlishi? Because it was dangerous. Why it was dangerous? Because the Tznuas didn't want to do it. Why the Tznuas didn't want to do it? Because they were Moisa Nefesh. Frank the Gemara, tell the Tznuas that it's muta. Rashi says the Tznuas didn't want to do it because they don't want to be Osur al Baaleim. We'll see in a second. Rashi doesn't say the Tznuas didn't want to do it because they have Erev Gilei Arayos. Frank the Gemara, tell them the Oina Shori. You're allowed to. And the Mele, you muter le Baaleim. So the Gemara, but then if people would think that they're allowed to, is a problem with the Prutzes, and weiter is a problem with the Kohanes, that even if you're allowed to, they're Osur le Baaleim, and people don't want to be Osur le Baaleim. So while they don't want to be Osur le Baaleim, they will never do it. The Mele led them to do it Yom Shlishi. So Tachlis HaGemara is that Be'etzem the Melech would come, the Agmen would come Yom Revi, and Be'etzem the reasons people didn't want to do it Yom Revi was not because the Aveir of Gilei Arayos, they didn't want to be Osur le Baaleim, so B'meila they were not doing it, it was a Sakone, B'meila they did it B'Yom Shlishi. That's the Gemara. Frank Rav Kiva Eger, it's a poor kash, no Mesad of the Gemara Keseda. State in the Gemara Klor that Be'etzem you could have told them that they're allowed to do it. It's sure, not only allowed to do it, you muter le baaleim. But if she would come to us, I'm allowed to get married Yom Revi, and the Agman will take me, and the Agman is coming, I'm allowed to go? Yes, I'm allowed to. Ayes toch gilui arayas. So Taisis will see in Tais Be'ez Hashem, karka oilom is a ptur. Be'etzem kol ha'averes chutz megimel ha'averes yorik v'al yavar. Here she's a ish as ish, it's toch yorik v'al yavar. One teretz of Taisis karka oilom, one teretz of Taisis bias akum. Why she doesn't have a'averes, why she's not mechuyav to be moiser nefesh, for Gilei Arayos. Why is it not Mechir to be Meisa Nefesh for Gilei Arayos? This is the Taisvitz. Say that. There's no Aver of Gilei Arayos here. Why is no Aver of Gilei Arayos? Karka Oilom, Bagoi, Bias Akum, there's no Isuf from Gilei Arayos. Aber Rabatei Berotzen, the Isha is not allowed to Mezane. Karka Oilom. If someone forces her, she's a Karka Oilom. The Isha is not allowed to Mezane with a Goy. Maybe it's not mechuyav to be meiser nefesh to marry a guy. Frank Rav Kiva Eger, here it's called rotzen, it's not called oynes. Why? She's machnis atzma lo oynes. If she would get married Yom Shlishi, he would never chaper. So she would never minenas. She would never do the Gilei Arayos. She goes to marry Yom Revi, she knows he will come. What? What shaychus tesis? Well, I got to Esther, I got to. Oh, I'm asking in the Gemara. I'm asking Esther. It's not Ruach HaKodesh. Well, what's the kasha? Esther was Asus. No, Velidrish Lu the Oynes Shori. Velidrish Lu the Oynes Shori. Frank Rav Kiva Eger, you write the thesis to Kier. I want to be mazur. It's two kashas in the sugya. One kasha of thesis of that Be'ez Hashem will be marich ba'archove is a mechir misurus nefesh on Gilei Arayos. Lemaisa she was over Gilei Arayos, she's a ashes ish. Why she's not mechir to jump to kill herself and not to go to the Agman? So thesis she's not doing a pe'ula, she's passive and he's doing the pe'ula, thus is karka oilom. One teretz. Second teretz, bias akum is no mechir misurus nefesh. Pseida. Now there's another kasha. Pseida. Over here it's not oynes, it's rotzen. If she will not get married, he will come. The Rambam says, a person knows, if she, the Rambam brings down, if you go on that street, people chap you. You're allowed to go on that street and say you're Oynes? The Rambam says, Rosho, Yair L'Shoel Tachtis. She's Oynes on Gilei Arayos. What means she has a takone? Hashem said not to do it. She has a takone to do it. Chazal say yes, Hashem says no. It's a Gilei Arayos. ולידרש לו דאוינס שורי. אז זה רבי עקיבא יגיד אנדרסטנד. If you're not allowed to get married, what are you also a bailo? It's no shayla about it. It's a kal b'chaymer. If you're not allowed to do it, you call the rotz and say, what are you also a bailo? I say something of Kiveg. David is tiny and tiny. I don't know the territories that could be, achmeisnish, that can sign that while it's only a small chance, it's not called machnis atzme l'rotz. If it's, like I said before, Rav Kiveg didn't learn like that. I'm more from that, I will explain to you. You're right. He means to say, Lamosh is 100 people, the film don't beat Be'er Sheva, yeah? I mean, the Agman can run around, yeah?
There are a lot of Agmans.
A lot of Agmans. There's more people from Agmans, yeah? It's Mosh to say, yeah? But could be, but Rav Kivegi means to ask, in Loshen a Gemara state, when Avshan Bekash is klo, it's a Pshad Gemara, I wonder if Nochna Milam, the Gate of Heinz is the Iyun, Mahot is klo. Rav Kivegi means to tell, that the leaders to the Oynes Shori is Mashma, even in the case that you know that the Agman will happen. And the Gemara state nish velidrus to the oynes shori means only in the case that it's a sofek. The Gemara says velidrus to the oynes shori. Velidrus to the oynes shori, even in the case that you know that the agman will come, there's no sofek that the agman will come. Afilo achi velidrus to the oynes shori. That's the Gemara's kasha. Freit Rav Kiva Eger machis atzmi loynes. So Rav Kiva Eger himself wants to say that the Isur of Mach Mis'atz Miloines is the Isur de Rabbonon, or b'mishum niguna akilu bo Rabbonon. It's a big chidush, that it's only the Isur de Rabbonon, b'mishum niguna akilu bo Rabbonon, but as Ereb Kivu Egin, the chidush he wants to learn. Lema Yisra, Rabbi Seinu Achroin him shtel that the Kasha is Klo, what? Seinu Chazabu, Mata to do it. What is Shvah? But the Achronim asked another kasha. The Maisa we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, Simen, Reish, Orachaim, Reish, Mem, Dalet, we pass in Orachaim, Reish, Mem, Dalet, that Osur lehaflik besvina be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to go on a boat Erev Shabbos because of Shash that in Shabbos you will have to do a Chil Shabbos. Aber Shloishu Yomim Koidim HaShabbos Mutar. Some shit is hold, even if for sure in Shabbos you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Lemaise the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it's Ramban, Rashba, the Halacha, Zmarich, and Reish Bem Dalet, in the beginning, that if you know for sure that you'll have to be Mechal on Shabbos, it's also to go in the boat, ever. If there's no way, it doesn't make a difference. If when Shabbos comes, you know in this boat you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to go even 3 days before Shabbos, because you machnis atzmei lo'inus. The Balamor Paskins, you're not allowed to do a bris mil if you don't have hot water for the kid. Why? Because if you don't have hot water, the kid will be a pikuach nefesh later, so you're not allowed to do bris mil. Why not? I'm doing a bris mil. Then it becomes pikuach nefesh, I'm a chal Shabbos. The Torah says, it's also leach mis'atz miloines, even on cheshmen of mil. So we see that's a iso deiraiso leach mis'atz miloines. And to mechazik de kashe, it's not stam, and if she does it, and the Gemara says that she's mutar lebailo. Not only stand that it's, she's causing it. She's be'etzim causing herself to be mezane. She gets married and duch them, she's mezane. If duch them, she's mezane, so she's causing herself to be mezane. She's causing herself, why she's mutar lebailo? So the kasha, it's a top of the kasha. It's a kasha behilchus is yisurim, stoch machnis atzmi lo'ines, rab kibayegas kasha, kibayegas says merabon, it's a shver atarets. Pashas mos rishoni mos rishoni mos rishoni reise, and she's mutar lebailo? Every issue that is mezana, why she's also by the karka oilom? She's mezana berotzen, is no karka oilom. Cholila bechas. Karka oilom means if she's forced completely. If she wants to do it, even if she doesn't do shum peula. If she's masking to the peula, she's also lebailo, she's chayiv misa, she's gulei arayas. V'neches o nefoshes ha-oysis. So like, what's the nefoshes ha-oysis? A isha, even if she doesn't do no peula, she's called oysis. She has a din oynes, she's potu. If Magnus Atmel oynes doesn't have a din oynes, so she's called a meise, the male she's over in Gilei Arayis, she's chayev misa, and she's also lebailo. Dos Rav Kiva Eger's kasha, and dos v'shvaket and the sugi. The teretz is, zog de belt as atratz. Rabbi Cholon, I think, in Kovitz Ha'ores, shtels, what is the machlekes if you're allowed to be Magnus Atmel oynes or not? So Rabbi Kiva Eger's, Rabbi Cholon, zog, ishu shetere, Azok, that it's totally what is pikuach nefesh. If it's hutro, so you're causing yourself to be hutro, what is the problem? If it's tchuyo, so you're not allowed to cause yourself to be a tchuyo. He says the Moshe, a person is allowed to buy tzitzis, even though he will have kilayim b'tzitzis. Don't buy tzitzis. So tell us, Hashem lets it. But esed echaleisis is a tchuyo, but you're not allowed to cause yourself to be esed echaleisis. Tzitzis you're allowed to. Why? You're allowed to marry yibum. When it's hutro, it's not inyan not to put yourself into hutro. It's the inyan not to put yourself into tchuyo. So I'm not talking for kelsa, so here it has to be even worse. It's not a pigot. That is a chiluk pikuach nefesh tzoynes. Chiluk pikuach nefesh tzoynes. What is the chiluk pikuach nefesh tzoynes? The chiluk is as a person, a marshal, we saw in Rambam, a person, the goy comes and tells him, you have to do avodah zarah, you have to do gilui arayos. You have to. He forces him, you have to do gilui arayos, you have to do avodah zarah, yehorig v'al yavod. Zog the Rambam, what would be if Ovar v'loy nerag, he was not mekayim his chiyuv, potu, he's a oynus. Ah, he's a chiyuv yehorig v'al yavod, the Rambam in Perikim, he said that to you. Ovar v'loy nerag, are he's a potu. It's not beseder, he was over in Kiddush Hashem. He's potu. Why? He's a oynus. V'lanayro l'tasadovo. You're right, it was a chiyuv misirus nefesh. But he's a oynus. V'lanayro l'tasadovo. It's noch a Rambam. What if a person is very sick, and the only refuah that he has, if he will take avodah zarah, pikuach nefesh. The halacha is he's not allowed to do it. Ovar v'yishtamesh b'avodah zarah, arei ze chayev misa. I was a pikuach nefesh, but if it's misrapim, it's also. This is Perikei Miyasei Da'atayre. Halacha vod. So in the beginning of Perikei, the Rambam says again, if a person is pikuach, someone is forcing him to do avodah zarah gilei arayos, and he does it be'oines, even if it's yorig v'al yavar, or if he does it be'oines, he's potu. But if it's misrapim, even if it's a pikuach nefesh, and again, he does it because he doesn't want to die. He has a pikuach nefesh, he doesn't want to die. Even so, the halacha is, if he does it b'di'evet, he's chayev misa. Well, mazu, what is the chiluk? When someone forces me to do avodah zarah, I'm a oynes on the pe'ula. It's not my choice to do this pe'ula. V'al I'm a oynes, oynes rachmon epatre. Reb Chaim said, the maise is not misyachas to me. It's not my maise. Avad is a chiyuv kiddush Hashem. But the maise is not my maise. It's not misyachas to me. Masha'en ken, when I'm pikuach nefesh, I'm going to die. Even if I'm using avodah zarah to save myself, but I'm going to die and I'm using avodah zarah to save myself. It's my decision to save myself. V'mele, it's my maise. It's not called the oynes. Rain the marshal from the hospital. But that doesn't give the hezba. That when it's my, when someone forces me, doesn't the Reb Chaim. Oynes is not my maise. Pikuach nefesh, even if it's pikuach nefesh, but it's my maise. This is what the Yisrael when we asked in the beginning of the sugya of Oynes Begitim. We'll go back to our sugya. Avada, a person is not allowed to be machnis asmi l'oynes. He's not allowed to go into a boat before Shabbos. Why? Because when Shabbos comes, he's in the boat. He sees it's very dangerous. So he takes the wheel and he starts to drive the wheel. It's Michal Shabbos. It's pikuach nefesh. Oh, but it's his decision to Michal Shabbos. You cause yourself that in another couple of hours you'll be Michal Shabbos. So Be'ezim, you went to Michal Shabbos. You did it very nice. You walked into the boat, a Bipikoch Nefesh, and you're driving in Shabbos. How you do it? You go to the boat before, it's dangerous later, and then you're driving. It's considered you are Michal Shabbos. This is the same thing you do a Bris Milah. Then the baby will cry, it's dangerous. If you put on the hot water, and you put it on the hot water. How you doing it? You're calling him, he gets sick, so now I put on the hot water. So I'm putting on the hot water like this. I'm a Chal Shabbos. But when I cause myself that someone will be me'anis me, when that person is me'anis me, it's not my ma'aseh. So I was never Chal Shabbos. So I didn't cause myself. I never caused myself to do a ma'aseh gilui arayis. The ma'aseh will not be misyachas to me. So even though it was machnis asmi lo'ines, it's no chisol. Only machnis, no, avada, machnis asmi lipikuach nefesh, avada is also. Lo yala al hadas that it's muta. אבל it's also מחניס עצמי לפיקוח נפש. לא זה שולחן ערוך. Here it's not מחניס עצמי לפיקוח נפש. He's מחניס עצמי לאונס. מחניס עצמי לאונס. The פעולה is not מסייחס to me. If the פעולה is not מסייחס to me, it's not חיסון את מחניס עצמי לאונס. The mice is not misyachas, the mele it's muta. Lom again, the next is shlav in the sun. Lom again, the next is shlav in the gemore. Zog the gemore, so again. So why are you not allowed to get married? It's a sakone. The iket snues, the maestrin of shayu. Now Rashi says, why the maestrin of shayu the snues? Because the osur lebaaleim. Now, steht klar in Rashi, that they know that al pi aloche, they know al pi aloche karka oilom. They knew that. They know biasakum is no yehorik ba'aliyavu. They know the shtikl teire that we said now that there's no yisur lehachnis atzme lo'ines. They're not scared from the aveire of gilui arayas. Right? So Rashi, why did tznuas from moisa nafshayu? Because they didn't want to become osur leba'aleyim. As they shtet klor in Rashi. Doesn't say it's, they didn't not because they were scared to be over and gilui arayis. They knew the tesis, karka oilom. They knew biasakum. I'm achis asme loines. They knew the shikotei that we said. Oh, but they had another zach. They don't want to be osur lebaaleim. That knech, they thought that it's osur lebaaleim. Frag di gemore, velidrish lu doine shori, velidrish lu doine shori, vimele is no chisor, they're not nesor lebaaleim. Yeah? They're not nesor lebaaleim. This is what you have to tell them, that they're not nesel lebaaleim. Not chelik, they didn't know. And val not chelik, they didn't know. We made it tell them that they're not nesel lebaaleim. Freitag de kashe, samot nezach. If the tznu is no de aloche, that is no yehorik v'al yavor here, because it's karkoil. They know that it's no yehorik v'al yavor, because it's bias akum. They know that it's not called machnis atzmi lo'ines, yelalti. So why do we moisa nefesh? Because they didn't want to be osel lebaaleim. You're not allowed to be moisa nefesh for that. You're not allowed to be moisa nefesh. You're allowed to be moisa nefesh not to be osur lebaila? What? Again, they're not moisa nefesh because it's avir of gilei arayis. Again, so they have to moisa nefesh. No, they're not laver adaz, they're doing it for their taive. Lemalas ta'avosam. They're doing it lemalas ta'avosam. No, right? The same kash as on kehenes. So kehenes takeh, she will say she's a shaito. She's a shaito. She doesn't want to be also the bailo. So she's a shaito. You're right. She's a shaito. But here we speak about the tznuos. The mikmed of tzitkes. The prut, the kohanes stam, didn't want to be also the bailo. And was nothing what to tell them. So the mele, they wanted to kill them, so they didn't want to become also the bailo. And was nothing what to tell them. The mele, they led them to get married yom shlishi. Yeah. I'm asking you, why the tznuos are reshoyos or tzadikas? I'm asking a shadow, why the tzanit, what is tznuas? Pasha tznuas is isha that is yirah shomayim. If she's an isha yirah shomayim, why she's moisel nefesh? She's not nuchud. On Rashi, the pshat the gemara is that they were moisel nefesh because they didn't want to do gilei arayis. On Rashi, I would read the gemara kipshuto. Tznuas taught that it's osu. Velidu ishlu that it's muter. You'll tell them the tesis, you'll tell them the Rav Kiva Eger, you'll tell them all these things that it's muter. Rashi learns all of that they knew. The sugya is a step after that. But they were moisel nefesh, why? They were moisel nefesh because they didn't want to be osur al ba'aleim. The shayla is l'chur, you're not allowed to be moisel nefesh. So of them is three tirutzi. One teretz is that ein echanami, shit is a lot of rishonim, and maybe Rashi will hold like that. And again, when we learn the tesis, that in ale aveiros, you're not mechuyev to be moisel nefesh, but you're allowed to be moisel nefesh. Second shita holds that even if bekol haterekula you're not allowed to be moisel nefesh, but for gilui arayis, even when you have a heter, if karka oilom, you're allowed to be moisel nefesh not to do. Or taki the tznuos taki given a meratzin. You're allowed. So end for the gemore, they're not tzadikas, they're tznuos. And for the gemore, so tell them that they're not becoming osur lebaaleim, and everything will be good. Now listen very carefully. And for the Gemara, ike prutzes. What is the teretz of prutzes? So what happened? The pshat. Before I will tell them oines shori, what the prutzes did. The prutzes never got married yom revi. Why they never got married yom revi? It's aveir. The prutzes are not reshoes. It's Aveira. Also, they didn't want to lose their husbands. So they never got married Yom Revi. They're not planning to marry the Agmon. They don't want to be Asur al-Ba'alayim. The Agmon lives after. They don't want to be Asur al-Ba'alayim. Now that we told them, Oynes Shori, you're allowed to get married Yom Revi and you'll stay Mutar le-Ba'alo. So the Prusa is very happy. She could do Aveira midai Achshon. That's the Pshat HaGimori. About it, some Achronim asked, you see in the sheet, it was later. But that's the Pshat HaPshat in the Gimori. Vo'ike Prusa is, about it before was also Prusas. But without us telling them, Oynes Shori, the Prusas will not do Aveiras. The Prutzas will marry Yom Shlishi. They're not Reshoyos to do Gilei Arayos Berotzen. They knew that it's Asur. They don't want to be Asur LeBaaleihem. But now that we told them that it's Mutar to get married Yom Revi, it's called Oynes. So b'mele they will get married Yom Revi. No, so what is the problem? So Rashi, look good in Rashi. The Makilin Lehu, Avdi Berotzen, if you tell them that they're allowed to, they will do it Berotzen, v'neesor is al Baaleihem. Frek de afloi ashtar kekashi. We learned, we started in the Beis Amud Beis. Shitas, the Birkas Shmuel is Ma'arich of them, though. Zog the Birkas Shmuel as it. What would be if a person is Oynes v'rotzen in the same time? Oynes and v'rotzen in the same time. It's called Oynes and it's called Rotzen. We saw in the Sugin that Beis Amud Beis, a person is Cholo, he can't come. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, why it's not a get? You write that he's an oynes, maybe he's happy that he's cholo. Zog the aflo, all of the achroinim, oynes verotzoin, it's called oynes. Because the ma'is is not misyachas to me. If the ma'anas are isha, and granted she's happy. But the ma'is is the ma'anas, she's not chayiv misa. You're oynes. Oynes verotzoin is not called rotzoin. If Oynes v'rotzen is not called Rotzen, frek the Floyd, frek the Birkas Shmuel, so what if the Prutzes get married Yom Revi? I'm asking you, Shaila, look at you, the Prutzes will do tshuva. And they will say, no, no, we're not Prutzes, we're tzaddikis. He might have won't have them. So the Agmon is chapping them anyways. So now they're happy. So what if they're happy? But the Pe'ula is happening in force. The Pe'ula is, again, look at you, they will say, we're not Prutzes, we're doing tshuva. He will not leave them, he will take them anyways. So they take them first anyway. So they're Baal Kolchom anyways. If they take anyway Baal Kolchom, so the Pe'ula is not Misyachas to them. So even if it's a Rotzen. So we saw Machlekes and Beis Amud Beis. The Pnei Yeshua learned that if a person is Oynes v'Rotzen together, it's called Rotzen. Every time Cholo, it's only a suffragette. Because maybe, even if he would not be Cholo, he would not want to come. So it's not called that he's Oynes. But all of the Achroinim said that Oynes v'rotzoin is called Oynes. It's not Misyachas to me. Supposedly the Pshadu in Rashi. As I frank the Birkas Shmuel in the Afloe. Zog the Afloe Ateretz. Avade, it's so meduk in Rashi. Rashi holds, so the Pnei Yeshua says, oh, and the Rashi steht as Evimir. That Oynes v'rotzoin is called Oynes, it's called a Rotzen. It's called a Rotzen. Zog the Chas v'sholem, zog the Afloe. Oynes v'rotzen is not called a rotzen. Though we're not talking about that she has a aveir of gilei arayis. She's a oynes. It's meduktek in Rashi. What Rashi says? The ike prutzes, look good in Rashi. She ike prutzes, was a Rashi. And what happens? And they do le rotzen. And what is the problem? Nesaris le ba'alein. I would say better. V'oivres al gilei arayis, rachmona litzlan. V'oivres al gilei arayis, rachmona litzlan. The Teretzes, they're not even in Gilei Arayis, they're Oynes. Oynes Rechman Lepatre, it's not Misyachas to them. It's the Nu Aloche. V'mo Alomal, it's the Ma'arik. And Shoyresh, I think Kuf Samach Zayin, we'll see him as the Shem of the Teisvis, that the issue that is Osur Al-Bailo, it's not because she did the Aveire, it's because she Mo Alomal, the Begide, she went to someone else, she was Beged Be'bailo. V'mo Alomal, the Melech she's Osur. Not because she's called a Rotzen. Because she was Mo'al Omal Be'bailo. So even that Oynes V'Rotzen Be'Hilcho is Oynes V'Rotzen. It's not called a Rotzen. The Pe'ula is not Misyaches. Or if she's happy to do it, she's Mo'al Omal Be'bailo. The case of the Ma'arik was a story, the truest Ma'arik, the G'day to see inside, we'll see B'ez Hashem in the Emshech HaSugya. The Goyim came in a city, and they wanted to kill the whole city. So it was a lady that she said, I'm asking to go to the head of the Goyim, I will marry him. And the Mele, I will convince him to leave all the Yidden. So she went to ask the Rav Dalton, The Rav Ben Ashtikel HaMa'aretz, he said, Mamish, Azai Ve'Esther, you're allowed to go. So she went. Then they told her, B'shu Poli Ve'Esther, Mishra Azaheta. So, but she thought that she's Mutter. So the Mele, she came to ask the Shaila, she's Mutter now to Baila or not. The Rav told her she's doing the right thing, so she's a Oynes. When the Rav told her, so I'm a Mutter. Zog the Ma'arit, as Gilei Arayes, she's a Oynes. She's not chayev misa. But she went with her own rotzen to leave her husband. She's ma'olamal. Ma'olamal is under ekdorim. Mele Rashi is medukdek. The problem in the prutzas is ma'olamal. The problem of the prutzas is the ma'olamal. V'ne'esor es al ba'aleim. This is the sugi here. Nothing. Mitzad ha'aveire, avada is no problem. Oynes ve'rotzen is not called a rotzen. It's called a oynes. Man, we have a great machlekes. On the Shtikl Teire, we have a Rashi that Oynes Verotzen is called a Rotzen. On the Shtikl Teire, Mota Rashi that Oynes Verotzen is called a Rotzen. Mashi Enkel, if you're always saying now, Sinishto Azar Rashi. I'm not just a Messiah, I'm forget. From Yimunoch the Zeit, is a Sefer Teire Sayeledes. It's been Maimer HaMuzger, it's very totally in everything what we said today. But it's a Sefer Teire Sayeledes from Rav Zilberstein. Maybe from Rabbi Yashiv. He brings down when a lady has to have give birth in Shabbos, says not to order a fryer taxi. Not to order a fryer taxi. Only to order a frum person. Why? He says, because he writes that you're doing it because pikoach nefesh. But the fryer will go on the taxi even if it's not pikoach nefesh. He's very happy that he got another customer. So he's mamish oivah now on Chilul Shabbos. So you're able if neivah. So if you take a frum taxi driver, so he only is doing it because pikoach nefesh is no problem. If you're taking a fryer, you machshil him in lifneiva. So again, if you can find a different taxi, pikoach nefesh is doing it lifneiva also. But if lekatchili you have two people, fakel don't. Some people say fakel. He's anyway traveling in Shabbos. Chaval to take a frum person. Chaparay that yenim will not do. Moshe, you come to the place. You see a fryer anyway. What? After Shabbos, let me shachin. But the Shaila is again. So he brings down this Rashi. He brings down our Rashi. That if you have a Rotzen, it's not called a Heter. But I'm saying, Medavisen, that it's totally in two Zachen. First, it's totally Bichlal of Sidah as a Rashi. And also could be the ganze Teire that we said, that Rotzen ve'oynes, listen carefully, that Rotzen ve'oynes is not called a Rotzen, is only when someone is forcing you. But we said in the beginning of Shir, and a pikuach nefesh, when you decide to do the pe'ula, it's bichlal not called oynes. But Adem Shem Nach Meyayim Zeh.
What did you get? Thursday's 2 days and then Tuesday's 2 days. It's still only 2 days.
Right,
it is. So, the Maisa can be. Why not?
Can be, but the question was, again, my commission to get 3 days. In the kind that they call it 3 days.
Fine, but
you don't have 3 days.
Okay, but now that's another question. Why not get married on Thursday? Not because it's better, because there's no difference.
Is it good? Who said it didn't?
Who
said it didn't?
She didn't do a Maisa
Ma'olamah. The Rotzen is a
Ma'olamah. If the lady wants to leave her husband, but she doesn't.
She did a Maisa.
She didn't do a Maisa, that's what we're saying.
She was married herself.